Please stand clear of the door. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
puertas. Now is the best time of your life. Life is a prize. Live every minute.
From Defont LeRoy Recording Studios in sunny southwest Florida, in westerly Rhode Island, this is episode 149 of the Por Favor, Manténganse Alejado de las podcast. I'm Mike down in Florida, joined by Dr. Eugene Klinsman up in westerly. Hello, Eugene.
Hello, Mr. Klinsman. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm glad you kind of tightened that up.
Yeah, well, I still, you know, who knows what I'm going to add next week, but...
That's true.
I shortened it up just a little bit. Try to keep this show under an hour. That's always our goal.
It was sharp. It sounded very professional.
Good. I'm glad. I worked on it for like 45 minutes before you came on.
Oh, good.
I just kept saying it over and over and over and over, and then I finally got it down.
Beautiful. Only took 3 or 4 takes.
Yeah.
Not too shabby. So what's new in the Southwest Florida studios?
I went up to Tampa this week.
Oh, that's right, on the 2nd.
Yes, sir.
Outback Bowl?
Yes.
Florida versus the Iowa Hawkeyes, I believe,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Not the best game, but I'm sure you were happy with the result.
Yo, they played good defensively.
30-3? Was that the final?
30-3 was the final. Lots of points off turnovers.
That was the first bowl game you've ever been to, correct?
First, yeah. That's so fun.
How was it? You liked it?
Mm-hmm.
Must have been a lot of Florida rubes there being so close to home, right?
Yeah. Well, it's nice because I'm so close now. Like, literally the next exit when I get on I-75 is 275, which brings you up to St. Petersburg and go over the Sunshine Skyway Bridge. And St. Petersburg now is only about 20 minutes. And
oh, wow.
Tampa's like another 15 from there, so it's an easy ride. It was really quick.
Oh, so that's basically from like where I am to Providence, about a 45-minute ride.
Yeah, yep.
That's not bad.
No.
Very nice.
And the only problem, the parking was terrible because they were all like these prepaid lots now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we had trouble
for like all the booster tickets. The ticket comes with the parking spot and everything.
Yeah, and, you know, yeah, whatever. We couldn't find it, and then they rope it all off. They cone it all off for traffic, so like everybody goes out one way, and then, you know, kind of like Route 1 when you go to a Patriots game.
Yeah, they turn all the lanes going one direction before the game and the opposite going after.
So we found a bunch of residents who were you know, giving up their yards and their driveways and stuff, and parking was cheap. It was like $10, but I couldn't get to it, so I had to go up like a mile and then turn at a red light and then make my way back.
Did you get there for kickoff?
I missed it by like, we got to our seats with like 11 and a half minutes to go.
Oh, really?
But as we were walking up, the fighter jets went over our head, and Bill, it scared the hell out of me.
Oh, really? Very loud?
Yeah, because they were literally right over your head, and they came on you, like, and I had no clue they were coming, because you don't hear them coming.
Right.
And like,
plus,
I thought there was, like, a plane crash, because all of a sudden you just hear this. I'm like, what? Like, I kind of ducked. I'm like, what the hell? And, like, I looked up, and I saw the 4 fighter jets flying over. I'm like, oh, that was pretty cool.
Now, is this the same stadium they're playing the national championship game?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's Raymond James Stadium, home of the Buccaneers.
Right.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Monday they got the national championship.
Couldn't score tickets to that one, I imagine.
You know, it was funny because I had such a great experience. I said I'd love to go, and like I went on, and the cheapest seat upstairs is $750. I'm like,
Holy smoke.
I'd have trouble justifying $200 for something like that, let alone $750.
I think that's going to be a good game on Monday.
I actually do too. I do too.
Who do you like? I wanted to bring that up. Who are you picking in that?
Who am I picking? I'm picking Alabama.
You know, I think Clemson's going to pull it off. I don't know. I just have that feeling. Maybe because it's such a long time. You know how you can always talk yourself into the underdog when there's a lot of time in between the games? Like, I'm talking myself into it. I don't know. I feel like they have a chance. The way they looked against Ohio State.
I just don't think Ohio State showed up that night.
No, but, I mean, last year Clemson played Alabama pretty close. They almost pulled it off, and they put up a lot of points on that team. So there's a chance they could do it again.
The thing I notice about Alabama, because they were talking about how many first-rounders they have on their defense, and they are so quick. Even, like, on a missed tackle, they recover. You know, I noticed there were a couple times where a running back was in their arms, and he slipped away, and, like, he would only get, like, a couple yards after that, whereas, like, you know, most teams, you'd break it for 15, 20 yards once you get into where the safeties and the D-backs are. But they just recover. They're so quick. They're all over the ball. I mean, I've never seen a defense like this.
No, I mean, they're ridiculously good. They were the similar defense last year, and Clemson put up 40 on them, so it could happen.
You never know. You got to wonder about their offense, though. They got a freshman quarterback, and Kiffin got the boot, which I thought was absolutely hilarious. We were listening to the pregame show on our way up to Tampa, and it was like breaking news at that time. I'm like, this guy is a moron all the time. You know, here's a guy who gave him a break, got him another coaching job when he was completely out of football, and who the hell knew when he was going to get another job?
Not just a break, but to be a coordinator at the best program in the country, that's a big break. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. And then what happened? He, like, missed the bus, right?
Yeah, I don't know if he missed it or if they said they left him there. I've heard rumors that they left him there.
Right, and then they just fire him the week before the national championship.
Which is weird, but, I mean, did you listen to any of his nonsense when he was talking about how he's not going to miss the ass-chewings?
So, no, I didn't hear that.
They were talking about, like, he was talking about his new job, and, you know, he was saying that he really didn't have a great experience, and he said that, you know, he was always getting chewed out and this and that. I'm like, that's Saban. Saban would win 42-0, and he would criticize his team. I'm like, that's why he wins all the time.
Right.
Like, would I be able to handle it? No, he'd probably break me down. But I'm like, but that's what he is. He's a perfectionist. He wins 42-0. He's talking about missed opportunities, which there probably were some on an offensive side of the ball. But he always looks at correcting errors and being the best they possibly can.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't seem like the kind of guy that would be fun to work for, that's for sure. But I guess winning cures a lot of those problems, doesn't
it? But he's certainly somebody that I would send my son to.
Yeah, I could see that, definitely.
Probably out in 4 years as a different person, that's for sure.
Yeah, I just think, I don't know what Kiffin's probably. He just seems like a spoiled brat. Every place he goes, he leaves it in, like, a dumpster fire.
I mean, the way he left Tennessee was unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can make the case he left for USC, which certainly was a dream job for him. I mean, it makes sense he said that, but the way he left was so bad.
Yeah, he leaves like in the middle of the night or whatever.
Yeah, and then the Raiders couldn't stand him. I mean, if you can't get along with Al Davis, you've got problems.
Yeah.
If Al Davis thinks you're nuts.
And USC fired him on the tarmac.
Right. He just leaves like ashes in his wake.
Mm-hmm.
And he's obviously a good coach.
Oh, he's an offensive mastermind.
But, man, to have that much of a...
You know, you got to wonder, is he just an offensive coordinator? I mean, there's some guys who are just offensive coordinators.
But he can't even survive at that.
Yeah.
It's insane. I don't know. A lot of crazy things going on in college football, though. You look at Minnesota firing their coach in January. That's a strange... Most wins in 50 years, like, they've only had more than 9 wins twice in, like, program history or since the 40s, and then they fire the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's been some crazy things going on behind the scenes, but, man, that it seems like there's going to be a mass exodus. He said that he can't imagine a single player staying at the school playing for that administration.
Well, I put on AM 1500 in Twin Cities tonight just to get their take on it, and they were saying that... who was a coach before him, the guy who had seizures?
Jerry Kill.
He said that he will never set foot in that stadium. Said he no longer will support their football program. And
because they got rid of his
because
buddy.
Because of that, yeah.
The way they did it, yeah.
He said he'll always come up because his kids live here and he loves Minneapolis. He said, I'll always come and visit. He said, but I will never step foot anywhere near that football facility. So there's a lot of hard feelings.
It's crazy. I mean, I understand the whole... I don't really know the whole backstory. I hadn't followed it that closely with the sexual assault and the 10 players saying they were going to skip the bowl, and then he came out and supported them, and then it turned out to be a legit thing. I don't know the whole backstory. It's probably not worth getting into, but it seems like they could have solved it without having to fire the coach.
I heard that there was a tweet that came out, because, again, I heard, you know, these guys were accused of something, and it wouldn't go to trial because there wasn't enough evidence, and... I wasn't there, so I can't really comment. But, you know, he supported their boycott of the bowl game. Mm-hmm. But I heard rumors that he sent out some tweet, and that was, like, the thing that finally did him in.
But it was basically saying, like, he stood by his guys, and then they ended up, something happened, and it was legit, or whatever it was. And he took it back, and he basically apologized for it, but I guess it didn't matter.
Didn't the same thing happen a few years ago at Duke?
With the lacrosse team?
Yeah.
Well, that turned out to be... fabricated. This sounds like it's legit, so I don't know. But it could. I mean, it's still early on. I have no idea. I don't know even the background. I don't even know what they're accused of. I just know it was some kind of sexual thing that's way beyond what I even know, so I don't even want to speculate. But, I mean, It seems like the school is just complete weasels, though, because if they were that offended, why didn't they fire him before the bowl game?
Exactly. No, but that's what I'm saying. The same thing with the Duke was where we didn't really know much. And the guy said, you know, I talked to my players. They said they didn't do it. I'm going to support them until I find out otherwise. And Duke just had this agenda.
Right.
And it sounds like that's the same thing that the U has going on. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. That guy ended up coaching lacrosse Bryant. At Bryant.
Yep. There's a good YouTube video, too. He was on 60 Minutes. Unbelievable.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was on 60 Minutes. It was fantastic. He was talking about how many times where now that he's clean, a lot of big-time schools are trying to go after him. And he said, I could have went to Makeley all the time for money, but it's never been about money. He was the first one to give me an opportunity. He said, I'll never leave this program.
Hmm.
He couldn't even get high school jobs.
Yeah. I think he left, though. I don't think he's there anymore. I think he got a different job.
Yeah, he took over Syracuse or something, one of the big-time programs.
I think he did, actually. I could be wrong. I should probably look into that, but at this point, it's not worth it. No. The other crazy thing, small potatoes, but how about the UConn Huskies rehiring their former coach? That was strange, too.
What's going on?
Oh, that doesn't even get on your radar, huh? UConn football?
No. UConn football is not in my news feed. When I get my morning intel, it's UConn. Yeah, UConn football is not.
Well, they fired their coach the day after Christmas, and then they rehired Randy Edsall, who left the program high and dry back in 2007, I believe it was, and went to Maryland. He flamed out there. He wasn't coaching anybody. He was working in the office for the Detroit Lions, and now he's back as the head coach.
No, that's good.
Kind of strange. Yeah, it was strange things, but...
Talk about desperation, huh?
Yeah, it's about
like Tennessee rehiring Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens if Butch Jones flames out over there. So your official pick is Alabama. I'm going to take Clemson.
Yeah, I'm going with Alabama. I'm rooting for Clemson, though.
I'm going with the upset. Yeah, I'll root for Clemson. I like Dabo Sweeney. He seems like a cool guy. That program's... they're a fun team to watch, too.
Yeah, Clemson. They are.
All right, we're getting long here. We could talk sports, though. I like talking sports at this first segment once
too.
In a while.
I do.
We haven't done that. We haven't done that in a long time, actually.
No.
We didn't do our College Bowl picks. We should do them now that they're all over. We'll be a lot better at it.
You know what, though? I'd probably still be under 500 because I don't remember who won.
That's true. You could ask me most of them. I know Boston College won. I know the Florida won.
I'd still That's be under it. 500 making these picks right now.
After the final score. that's funny. So I have an unofficial beer sponsor this week.
Okay.
But I'm not drinking it.
Okay.
This is
what do you have? Just a full bottle of mud sitting in the studio right now on your desk?
This is complete mud, yes. This is the Goose Island Bourbon County brand barley wine ale.
Now let me tell you, Mr. Klinsman, the name of your beer is longer than my Metropolitan City intro.
That's very true.
That was longer than my Metropolitan City introduction.
So this beer is brewed, barrel-aged, and bottled in Chicago, Illinois.
Okay.
It says you can leave it in the bottle for up to 5 years to age, and it has hints of oak, charcoal, tobacco, vanilla, and a bourbon character. And the reason I'm not drinking this is twofold. One, my stomach's a little off, so I didn't want to have any beer tonight.
And you're going
to
re-gift it.
No, I'm going to drink this at some point, but not on the podcast, because this is a 13.6% alcohol by volume.
Jeez, that's like me putting like two shots in my Bud Light.
Yeah, pretty. This is like drinking like wine. So it's a pint as well, so it's 16 ounces at 13.6, so that's basically like drinking a half a bottle of wine.
Now, what kind of packaging does it come in? You got a single, six-pack, or what?
They're singles. They actually release it on Black Friday.
So it's a limited edition beer.
It is a limited edition. I was given this as a gift from Por Favor Dave.
Oh, what's going on? Who's this Por Favor Dave? Usually we have to meet if we ever give the Por Favor distinction.
You know Por Favor Dave. He was the best man at my wedding.
Yeah, I know who Dave is. I just didn't know that he was a Por Favor.
Well, if he gives me this special release beer,
he gets it automatically without my voting or anything.
Yeah, exactly.
I see how this works. Now, is it numbered?
I don't see a number on it, so no. I'm going to say no with that.
No, is he a yuppie too, like you? He kind of struck me as a down-to-earth kind of guy.
Yeah, he's a little bit of
a yuppie. Not that you're not, Mr. Klinsman. I didn't mean it that way, but...
Oh, it's fine. I understand. It's signed by the brewmaster, Jared Jankowski.
And I bet he's a real snob, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, certainly.
People on Twitter hammer me about Bud Light. This guy would disown me if I was related to him.
He might throw a bottle at you. This thing was bottled on October 19th, 2016. It says 1309, so maybe that is the number. 1,309.
Mm.
I don't know how many they made, though.
Are you looking forward to this one?
Yeah, this is one. It even tells you, like, you should drink it in a snifter. It tells you...
What is that? Is that one of those fancy cups that I don't have in my kitchen?
Yeah, I'm almost certain you don't have one of those cups.
And yes. You have one, right?
I don't even know if I do. I might have to go over to the father-in-law's and split this. I don't know if I could even drink this whole thing without passing out.
Wow.
But that's the beer this week, so that's the reason why
that
I didn't want
to... You know, that you might have to actually indulge in a cigar. That might be one of those...
That is a perfect beer for a cigar.
That might be one of those we have to sit out and light a fire. Nice New England fire.
Like
maybe wait
those,
until the spring when it warms up a little bit.
April night where it's like in the 60s or something.
Yeah, and fire up a nice big cigar and drink one of those. Split it with the father-in-law.
I'd probably pass out. A cigar and this 13.4%?
Yeah, that would.
13.6, that'd go right to my head.
Start getting the sweats and then that would be it.
The spins, the fire pit starts spinning around my head. That might not be good. Anyway, you have anything else you want to add here before we take a break?
No, let's take a break now, Bill.
All right, let's do that.
And now, at this special time, as we embrace the promise of a new year, we would like to share one final message.
Specifically our Disney New Year's resolutions.
Oh, these have to be specific to Disney?
Yeah, it just can't
all right,
be
so
like,
join the gym.
Fat.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, no, none of that's going to work.
Okay, well, yeah, that's fine. I'm prepared. I am prepared for this. Disney New Year's resolutions.
Disney.
We do this every year, I believe. I'll have to go back and look at the archives. But
you don't have to tell people that.
Oh, okay. We don't do it every year. This is the first time we've come up with this. It was Mike's idea.
Mm-hmm. All the bad ideas are my ideas. You
this is a
that?
Good idea.
Is
I
it?
Like this idea. Yeah, I'm giving you credit for it.
No,
I believe
thanks,
it.
Buddy.
I believe it was your idea, and it's a good idea.
Oh, thank you.
And it's very, yeah, it's something good. It keeps us, it lets us just spout off on stuff that we're probably not going to follow through on, and gives us an episode.
Exactly.
So that's good. Is there anything? So how many did you come up with? There's a couple
let's take a look
different
at my
things.
Notes here. Let me pull out my notebook here, please. We have.
73, that's a lot.
I have six.
Six, wow. Okay, I only have three, so I'm really slacking here.
Okay.
But that it also, there is reasons for that, because I don't think I'll be making it down to property this year.
Yeah.
2017, so there's a lot less that I could put on there and realistically have an opportunity to attain, whereas you may go up a couple times a month. Gives you more chances to put something on this resolution and make it happen. But since you have six, why don't you start off?
You want me to start off?
I would love you to start off.
All right, this first one you're going to get a kick out of. And not only did I make a goal, but I also talked about how often I want to do it.
Okay.
You just can't just say something. You have to come up with a number.
Yeah, sure.
So number six, Mr. Klinsman, is, and I'm going to do this because we got some for Christmas, is I'm going to watch more Disney movies.
Oh.
I'm tired of being that buffoon that sits at the kids' table at Christmas.
So sitting at the kids' table involves watching animated movies made for kids?
No, but you know what I'm talking about. We'll be on a podcast, we'll be doing a podcast, and you'll be talking about songs or movies, and I'm just sitting there with my tongue hanging out. Not that that doesn't happen when we talk about things.
I was
going to
say, how is
that
different from
in
anything else?
Right, yeah, we've been talking about the Grand Floridian Society Orchestra, and I still got the tongue hanging out the side of my mouth. But
all right, so you want to watch more Disney movies.
I want to watch more Disney movies, and if there's anybody out there listening, send me suggestions. Tell me what I should watch.
Now, what movies did you get for Christmas?
I don't know.
Okay.
Susie got them.
Oh, okay.
And she's like, will you watch this? I'm like, I guess.
Are they like the girly ones, like Sleeping Beauty and stuff like
that?
Yeah,
actually, I think she might have gotten like the limited, like some type of limited edition type of deal.
Because I know she's a big Sleeping Susie fan.
Yeah, well, we changed for Christmas. We do each other's stockings now, which makes more sense because we used to do stockings and we'd spend $30 sending $25 worth of stuff up.
Right, right.
I said, all right, this doesn't make sense. We got to... Actually, your father was the one that said, you know, how about if I do my wife's stocking, you do Susie's stocking, it makes more sense. So I was at Waldirt, and I'm like, oh, let me get her a couple movies, right? And I'm sitting there, right? I'm staring at the movies. I'm like, I don't even know if she has this one or not. I mean, it's really, this whole deal is really embarrassing, Bill.
Yeah, that is, that's not good.
That's why I wanted to tackle it, because I'm tired of being a complete buffoon. Not knowing which came first, the ride of the movie. You know, I'm tired of being that guy, Bill.
Yeah. I hear you. So that's good. So what's the number? You said
the
you
number is 12. I'm going to watch one a month.
Wow. Almost like the date night.
Yes.
Only we don't have to have the commitment.
Exactly.
Beautiful. One a month. So what's going to be the January flick?
You know,
to be determined?
You know what? Susie said she watched half of it before Christmas, but I kind of want to watch the McMuffin one.
Oh, Maleficent. Yeah, that's... That is Sleeping Beauty, I believe.
I think I can get that like on HBO, or I can get it for free, but...
Well, do you have Netflix or Hulu?
Yeah, could I watch it on that?
I believe so.
Yeah, so I guess January is going to be the McMuffin movie.
Okay, very good. Sleeping Beauty. I'm probably wrong about that.
That's all right.
Beautiful. So you got some movies going on, so we'll see about Sleeping Beauty and then go on from there. You know, that made me think of one, so I'm going to add a fourth resolution to my list, and I'll start off with that. It's along the same vein as Disney movies. I want to introduce some Disney movies to young Yergina,
because
she hasn't watched any yet. No Disney movies. She likes Mickey Mouse. We have a DVD that we watched at Christmas. It's like a Christmas song sing-along.
Okay.
And it shows like little clips from old Mickey Mouse cartoons, and it has like a sing-along going with it, and she loves it. So I'm hoping to show her some Disney movies. I might start her off... She loves Winnie the Pooh, so we might start off with the old Winnie the Pooh movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then my thought is to go to the Three Caballeros, because that's... It's more of a set of cartoons than a movie, because there's like five or six different little cartoons contained within the movie. And plus it has Donald Duck, who she's a big fan of Donald Duck.
That's
so.
A good girl. That's a good girl, Bill.
She loves Donald Duck, so... That might be a good one to watch as well.
Now, where
so.
Can I get that one? Because I do want to do that one, too.
That is available pretty much anywhere, but I don't know that the stores will carry it. You might have to get it like on Amazon or something.
Well, let me ask you a question, because now that we're talking about movies, was that the Disney Movie Club, was that a good investment, poor investment? What's your take on that?
I think if you're looking to build up your collection, it's a good investment.
Okay.
Because you can get a big bang out of your buck for the initial one, and then once you hit your subscription allotment, just cancel it.
Because it's not worth buying them at $29.99.
Right, so basically you get that initial thing where they get you hooked, where you get like 8 or 9 movies for like $20, and then you have to buy either 2 or 3, I forget what the number is, and
I think
it could change
like 2, yeah.
Over the next 2 years at full price. So even with that, you end up with 10 movies for about $60 or $70. So that's not bad. That comes out to about $7 a clip. Mm-hmm. So you could do it that way, and you could really build up your collection by going that route.
Okay.
So that's what kind of what we did. We built up a bunch, and then we canceled it as soon as we hit our allotment. So then they... Because they'll just send them in the mail if you don't cancel it. And then you have to actively send it back, and they do a refund on your credit card. It's kind of a pain. But if you just cancel the club as soon as you hit your allotment, then you're in good shape.
Okay.
So I would definitely think about it anyway. All right, you want to move on to your next resolution?
I do.
All right.
Let's see. What am I going to do? It's kind of with the Disney movie thing. At number 5, I'm going to read more Disney books.
Oh, more books. Okay.
I'm going to read more books.
More than 0?
More than 0.
Because that's what we read last year. Because I think, I like that idea. Because, I mean, there's only so much that you could do with the Birnbaum's guide.
Yeah, like the Birnbaum, I pretty much read cover to cover.
As good. I don't even know if I consider that like a book. I mean, it is a book, but it's not like you sit down and read it in order.
No, you go back and forth. It's kind of like the Bible, but like it's like I've probably read that. Like whenever I get that, I probably read it 3 to 4 times.
But that's a business meeting book.
Yeah, that's a business, and it's a really good beach book.
Right, because you could just pick it up, flip through, and say,
just say, I want to read about the moderates at the beach today.
You don't have to start at the beginning and go through. You just open to any page and just start reading.
But whenever we go to that the gift shop that smells like mud, actually, that shifted over to a different part of Future World. But
you're right about that. It is in like near Interventions now.
Yeah, Interventions. Interventions
going towards Soarin'.
Yes, exactly. I believe that's east.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where that whole mud pile is now, though.
I don't know what happened. Like, the plumbing changed.
Yeah, it's
very strange.
It's amazing, though. It completely shifted.
Yeah, maybe the wind's been, maybe there's been, like, some climate change wind movements or something.
Yeah. Yeah, we notice that now every time we go over to Soarin'. It's like, oh,
yeah.
Russ, your feet.
It's like the mud tunnel over there.
Yeah, exactly. But they have so many good books that I want to read.
Oh, and Mouse Gear?
Yes.
I mean, there's a ton of... I mean, even in Disney Springs, if you go to the Big World of Disney store, there's a whole section with books and DVDs.
Yeah.
But yeah, all the gift shops, the big ones, have a section of books, and they're pretty good. But, I mean, you can get an idea of which ones you want and then look at Amazon. Maybe they're a little cheaper or get it as like a Kindle thing, but... There's a few that I would like to read, certainly. Like, I know you have that Walt Disney biography that you're dying to jump into.
Yep. You want to read that one?
Yeah, that would be a good one. And then I'm sure there's some other ones. Like, I know there's... now I got to think of the name of them. But there's one, basically, it's like an Imagineer's Guide to Magic Kingdom, Imagineer's Guide to Epcot. And basically, these retired Imagineers go through and tell you like some of the stories behind building the place and like things behind the attractions. That sounds like a cool...
Well, there's another one that cool I got that I still haven't read, but it's Monty Sklar, Dream It, Do It.
Yeah, that's supposed to be a good one too.
Yep.
I'd like to read that. Then who's that guy that's on with Lou Monmelnick that writes those books?
Oh,
The Vault of Walt,
Jim
or whatever. They are. Yeah.
Jim Corfus. Yeah, I want to read some of his.
Did you say Jim Corfus?
Yeah. Why, is that not it?
I don't think so.
What's wrong with you, Jurgen?
I don't know. What is that, Vault of Walt or something that they're called?
Yes.
Yeah, those sound pretty good. Like, they're little-known stories about Walt and some of the things in the parks. Those are the kind of things that interest me.
Yes, exactly.
A lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff. Especially if
I'm sorry, it's Jim Corcus. My apologies, Bill, for not completely pronouncing his name correctly.
No problem.
Jim Corcus.
Corcus.
You're like a child. I said Jim Corfus, and you like Beavis and Butthead over here.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's how I am. That's my M.O.
Oh, my God. All right, anyways, finish your thought. I'm sorry.
No, those are the kind, like, if it involves behind-the-scenes stuff of building attractions or building the parks, that really interests me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. I like that one. Reading some books. All right, you want to know my next one?
Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
So this is a little on the border, but I want to be more.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Preface this.
It's not so much Disney as related to the podcast, but the podcast is about Disney, so it's kind of included in there.
Are you saying that you want to be more engaged in this podcast?
I want to be more active on social media, interact with the fans more. It's been a good year or two since I've really been on Twitter with any consistency. I mean, you've been holding up the end of the bargain on Facebook for sure, but Twitter needs a little love. And I think...
Are we going to go back to our Saturday morning Twitters?
Oh, that would be fantastic.
It was always... I'd have like the eggs, egg sausage and English and muffins Twitter on my lap with my coffee on the table in my Twitter feed.
Mm.
And we'd just go back and forth. That was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think we need. I need to try to get back into that a little bit. It's tough. I mean, it's an easy excuse with the baby and another one on the way, but it's not too hard. I can invest a little bit of time in engaging people on
You know
Twitter.
What we can
like
do? If you want, we can talk about fireside chats, and we can say like from you know on Saturdays from such and such to such and such, we're going to be on Twitter.
Oh, and just do Q&As and like
fire it up. Let's go.
That's a good idea. I like that.
And I think on maybe on next week's show we can be a little bit more specific about that.
That sounds good. And then I also think I know when you went up to property, you were posting from the Por Favor podcast Twitter account. So I think that's a good precedent. Is that maybe that's one of your resolutions? I don't want to step on any toes here, but I was going to say if you take over that account while you're there and post from property, that'll give us some legitimacy to the Disney community, and then I can go on and spout nonsense on Saturday mornings or whatever.
And that's why I asked you for the password, because I got a password app, because I keep forgetting my passwords, because, you know, I use the same password, but then some you need a capital letter, some you need a symbol.
A symbol. It's stupid.
So I'm always locked out of these Twitter accounts, so I found this password app that you can store all your passwords, so that's why last weekend I was texting you asking you for... The Por Favor. And then I got a different Twitter app now where I can tweet from Por Favor Mike and
you could switch between the two.
No, not even that, but I can tweet. If I do a tweet, I can do them from both now.
Oh, you can pick which ones it goes
out. I can pick like both Por Favor Mike and the Por Favor podcast and tweet from that. That's what I was doing when I was at property. And you like nice. That?
Yeah, I do. I like that.
Yeah, okay. Yes, because I want to take over because when I'm at property, I need to... Definitely represent the podcast and not just me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that that's okay to speak for me because I definitely want to be tasked with that.
Good. Excellent. All right. What else is on your list here?
We're back to Mr. Klinsman, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. These are very poor resolutions, to be quite honest, because you should be doing the opposite. But one of mine in my notepad says drink more.
Just in general?
It just says drink more. Well, I don't mean in general.
Like on property?
Mm-hmm.
Like try different things or just have Bud Lights from like every country?
You know what? I don't want to ruin it because we're going to launch this now next week's show. We got a lot of teases for next week's show.
Yeah.
But I want to drink something more specific.
Okay.
And I want to do it consistently. I'm not saying I'm going to go up and get slosh because you know I'm only a night drinker when I'm in my house.
Right, exactly.
I don't indulge when I'm outside the house, but I want to drink something more specifically, and that's all I'm going to say for now.
All right, I think I have an idea where it's going, but we'll save it for next week.
Okay.
So drink more. I like that. That's a good one.
It just says drink more. You like that one?
I think I'm going to add that to my list as well. Just drink more. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, it's perfect.
All right, my next one here, this one I think I mentioned, it might even been last year on our resolution show, but I want to try to do this. Is to cook some Disney recipes at home.
Oh, yes.
And whether I film them or just talk about them on the show or post stuff on Twitter, I definitely want to try that. Make some meals out of some recipes from Disney. I don't know if I'm going to buy a cookbook or just look online for the recipes, but I want to start doing that here and there, maybe once every other month or so, depending on how complex the recipes are. I want to try that and report the results. The hard part with filming is having a toddler running around, and she's obsessed with phones, so if I put my phone down to film, she's going to come run over and try to grab it or be on the show.
Well, that's
what
I was going to ask. She's not able yet to be like your Eugene, huh? She couldn't be like your AV person?
She would not be responsible.
Okay. It would end up like in the frying pan or somewhere else.
Yeah, she actually got a little a camera for Christmas.
Oh, very cool.
Like a little kitty camera. So she walks around with that and she takes pictures of the ground. She doesn't hold it up enough. She just looks down at it.
Well, maybe there's some nice things on the ground that she's interested in taking pictures of.
So we're going to try to work on that. Once she masters that, maybe I can have her film the podcast. So that's my next one. I want to try that, and we'll see how it goes, whether I do just pictures and give you some step-by-steps or whatever, and I can rate the recipes after I make them and things like that. So that would be a fun little segment on the podcast or on YouTube if I can get some video of it. So that's one of the resolutions I'd like to make. And I think the first recipe I want to try is the cheddar beer soup from Le Cellier. I know that recipe's kicking around. And it doesn't look that difficult, to be honest. I've looked at that recipe a few times.
Yeah.
It looks pretty simple. I mean, it has like 8 ingredients or something like that. It's not too bad. So I might try that one first.
Oh, that sounds beautiful.
So, yeah, that's one of mine. You want to rattle off 2 here? Because I only have 1 left, and I know you probably have 3.
Yeah, you know what? And I added 1, too.
Okay, so rattle a couple off here.
All right. Let's pull up the list again. Let's see. I am going to do one of the things when you talked about social media.
Yes.
One of the things I want to do is I want to do a lot more video. And I have so much right now that I still haven't edited and put on our YouTube channel.
Right.
But I want to get back on that, and I want to make sure that we're putting a lot more video out there.
Yeah, we need that YouTube channel to be utilized a lot better. That's a great tool for the podcast.
It's perfect. And I'm there all the time, and I have the audiovisual equipment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not utilizing it. So I'm definitely going to be posting more to our Facebook page. And I don't know how to use all those other things. Maybe we should look into that. But
right now, there's Facebook Live, where if you open the Facebook app and go to the Por Favor, you could just hit go live and you could just talk.
And then I could just say we're live, and I could just walk around like
and you'll actually Beach. And you'll actually be live, and people who happen to be on Facebook at the time can watch, and then it archives for a while so people can go back and watch it.
Okay.
Well. So that'd be a good way to do it too, do the Facebook Live thing.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be doing a lot more videos.
Perfect. I like to hear that.
That's now, here's one. You know, sure. I'm always an outside the box kind of guy, non-cheerleader.
Mm-hmm.
Susie and I are going to do 4 outside the box activities.
Okay.
Whether that be Disney Quest, miniature golf, just something on property, but stuff that people don't normally do.
Mini golf, that's something I'd love to do.
We always go to the Epcot Resort, so we're always driving by.
The Fantasia Gardens. Doesn't that look nice?
Mm-hmm.
The one with the real grass? It looks so nice. Yeah. That'd be cool. I'd like to see that. And then, any of those things. So you want to do 4 different things outside the...
Yeah, I want to do 4 outside the box. And rumor has it, we've been hearing about Disney Quest closing for some time.
Well, I guess it got a second life now, because that NBA thing is going. It didn't happen. So it looks like Disney Quest's got a stay of execution.
Yeah, it did. Exactly, yeah. So they're going to be around for, I'd say, at least a year.
Right, so you should have a chance to check that out.
And we went to the one, there was one in Chicago when we went to Chicago years ago when we were living up in Minneapolis, and it was fun.
It's not bad.
Have you been?
I've been 3 times, I think.
Oh, that's right, because you were playing that NBA basketball with Jalen Rose, right?
Bo Outlaw. And then I went, we went on our honeymoon, I think, Sarah and I.
Okay.
We took a day, and we went. And there's some fun stuff. I mean, they have the old school games, which is pretty cool. So you could play like Mrs. Pac-Man, and you could play Burger Time and Galaga and all those old school games.
Yep.
Then they have all the new ones, too, like Guitar Hero and all that kind of fun stuff. And then they have the big, like, virtual reality ones. There's one where you, like, row a raft and you actually have to row it. And there's a game where you ride in a cart and you shoot, like, dodgeballs at other people. And if you hit their cart, it spins around.
Oh, nice.
So there's some cool things like that. There's, like, just the regular arcade games. But that thing needs a coat of fresh paint. It's worn. It shows its age a little bit. It doesn't feel like you're in Disney when you go in there.
Yeah.
It just feels like a... kind of like a rundown arcade.
Okay.
But there's still fun things to do. I think it's good. And do you have that included on your AP?
Yeah, it's included.
All right. I was going to say, it's not worth the cost.
Right.
To go. And that's why we went, because we ended up doing the AP on our honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we went, because it was included in there. We wouldn't have paid for it otherwise. You probably get 2 hours out of it.
Okay.
You and Susie. Unless you get like really caught up on some like Guitar Hero battles or something.
Yeah, that's one of Susie's favorite games, actually. She's pretty good at it.
Hero?
Yeah, we got it when I had PlayStation 2.
Nice. I like that. I have the whole Rock Band set up with this. Well, we played that. Didn't you play that with us when we the night before the wedding? Did we do that? Or we were just
I didn't have much coordination at that point.
That's true.
Weren't we like bowling or doing something else too?
Oh, that was on the Kinect. Yeah, that's
yeah,
what,
yeah.
That's what that was. All right, you want me to give my last one here?
Or do you want me to go? Because I think I only have two left. So you want me to go, and then you can go, and I'll finish.
All right, that works.
Okay, let's see. Well, kind of with the drinking,
mm-hmm.
I want to eat more.
Oh, good. Just in general?
Just in general, yes.
Just in general. Like different places or just try different things or... I mean, it's not like you go and don't eat. You've never been there and not
eat
filth. Can you name the last time you went up to property and just went to hang out and not have anything to eat?
No. No, if there were times maybe like with your sister when we'd do like 4 or 5 hours at the park and just go on rides and drink water, but I think we'd always get like a snack or something.
Right, that's what I mean. So yeah. Now you want to just try different things.
Yes, I mean, you know, I want to hit up a couple of the good sit downs, but specifically I'd like to maybe try to find some of the hidden gems quick service that mm-hmm. I haven't been to.
Yeah, they're out there, I'm sure. I mean, there's places that, and a lot of the quick serve, like especially the smaller ones, they change up their options a lot.
Yes.
Like, you know that joint over in Hollywood Studios, Min and Bill?
Mm-hmm.
Dockside? Like,
Dockside, yep.
Their menu changes pretty often.
Yeah, because every time I go, they have different things.
Right, like, I remember when we were there for our big family trip, they had, like, pork shanks and corn dogs, and last time they had, like, pulled pork and burgers, and so I think they change it up, which is interesting. So that gives you a chance to find some hidden gems.
Mm-hmm.
And then... You know, there's obviously the old stalwarts. Like, you're not going to go in and review Cosmic Rays or anything like that. Because, I mean, the burgers at quick service are all pretty much the same.
Right.
Unless you get down to Disney Springs and do that deluxe burger or things like that. That place is a treasure trove, by the way, right now.
Yeah, it is.
All the different things that are going in. There's that pizza place that basically you pick your own toppings.
And takes
they
make
like
3 minutes to cook or whatever.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And then they're putting in this like barbecue joint that's coming out probably sometime this year. Like the, I forget what it's called, some kind of pig. Like the funky pig or the polite pig, I think it's called. It's like, I guess it's a place in Orlando. And now they're opening up one in Disney Springs and it's supposed to be really good. So I'd definitely be interested in if you go down there for some quick meals and give some reviews.
You know, it's funny. I was listening to a Lou Melnick episode the other day,
mm-hmm.
and he said he's a local. He said, and to be honest, he spends more time with his family at Disney Springs than he does at the parks.
Oh, wow.
He said, for those of you who haven't been in years, this is not your downtown Disney anymore.
It's so different.
Disney Marketplace.
I don't know if I necessarily like it better yet. I'll wait for everything to open because it's still a work in progress. There's a lot of stuff, a lot of construction walls still up.
Yeah.
But it looks a lot, it's gorgeous now where they drop you off on the bus. It's so different than how it used to be. And like all the brick walkways and the fountains and everything, it's really nice. And the Springs area, like mm-hmm. where STK is and all those places, it's really nice. The World of Coke is cool. Have you gone in there yet?
No, I don't even know what it is.
It's a giant store. It's down... it's basically, you know where the Planet Hollywood is?
Mm-hmm.
It's right across from that, so they built it up over there.
Very nice.
It's like it's a four-story Coca-Cola store, and on the top there's like a soda fountain, and you can try different sodas from around the world, and then the other three floors are just all merchandise.
Oh, wow.
And you get a really nice view from up top, because it's outdoors, the soda fountain, and you can see like all of downtown Disney and everything. From up there, it's a really nice view. You have to check that out because we did that when I went with my parents. We went into the World of Coke and we were all pretty impressed with it. It's pretty nice. All right, you want to hear my last resolution?
Sure.
This one, you might give me a hard time, but that's all right. I have a lot of Disney T-shirts that I really like.
Okay, name me a couple of them that you.
I have a couple Carousel of Progress ones. I have
a couple of them.
I have two Carousel of Progress T-shirts. I have a few I got for Christmas. I got some Donald Duck ones for Christmas just recently. I have a Sunshine Seasons, an Orange Bird shirt. I have... I can't even think. I have so many. And Disney sizes run a little small, so I don't quite feel comfortable wearing them. So one of my resolutions is to lose a few pounds so I can fit my Disney shirts.
Okay.
Which cooking the Disney recipes might not work as well.
It probably isn't going to work. And but, my drinking more and eating more probably isn't going to help the matter.
No, luckily for me, what you eat and drink does not affect whether my shirts fit or not.
That's very true. Although so you do live vicariously through me when I post the pictures. I don't know if the calories hit you too on your smartphone.
That would really suck if that happened.
Did you see that beauty that I had too at Captain's Grill?
Oh, that was nice.
Oh.
That I mean, that thing looked gorgeous. That didn't look unhealthy, though. That looked like a nice, Bill,
that
light,
was so good
healthy meal.
I was sold. I was pretty sure what I was going to get, and then when he read the special.
Okay, I was going to ask if it was a special.
It
sounded
like it was
a special,
and he's reading this thing, and it's just...
What fish was that, grouper?
No, it wasn't. It was, Oh, it was Covina.
Covina?
It was called Covina over Portuguese stew.
Oh.
So
I've heard of Covina, but I've never had it.
The way he described it is he said it was like a sea bass, and it was just like sea bass.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so it had like little necks clams, mussels, tomatoes, you know, like those the red potatoes, but you have a lot of, you know.
Oh yeah, the Portuguese like home fries kind of
stuff.
Yeah.
The red potatoes with blade meat and stuff like that. But then it had chorizo.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's
and
a lot of good
nice.
Flavor in there.
It was just perfectly cooked. Like, it was crispy on the outside, but soft on the inside, and it just exploded.
That's good.
It was one of the best. It was actually one of the best meals I've had in a long time, because I love fish.
Right.
But it wasn't just, like, you know, a piece of fish with some asparagus. Like, that bowl
The whole meal all went together.
All went together.
Yeah.
Like, you looked at that post, and you said, that looks gorgeous, didn't you?
Like, when you say I know Captain's Grill is, like, kind of a step up from a table. So it's kind of in between a one and a two.
Actually, it's like, the entrees, I mean, that was a $31.99 entree.
Well, I don't mean price-wise. I mean quality-wise. It's, like, a
quality
little step
rise
up.
Is really good. But, yeah, I think you're right. I think it's quality-wise is almost a two credit. But the prices are very reasonable, especially for lunch when we get the lobster bisque. We've had New England clam chowder, lobster roll.
Right.
Lobster rolls at like 17 change.
Yeah, that's not bad.
No,
at all.
And it's really.
But the
really
plating
good.
Of that was gorgeous. It looked like, I mean, you could have told me that was from California Grill or Narcoossee, and I would have believed it.
That's the exact thing I told Kristen. I said, honestly, this is a $65 dish at California Grill, and I probably would have paid it, and it was half the price at Captain's Grill.
Yeah, exactly. It looked gorgeous. Now, what did Susie get? Since we're talking about food.
What the heck did Susie get?
I saw the pictures, but I didn't get any, like, good descriptions on it. Looks like she got some short ribs or
something. You know what? That's what she got, Bill. She got the short ribs with a risotto.
With risotto, yeah.
I tried it, too. It was so, man, it was good.
Crab cake appetizer?
Lump crab cake.
Now, what was this little scallops with bacon or something?
Yes, it was, scallops. That was scallops with bacon.
That looks pretty lovely.
That looks good, too. Because she had one of the scallops, and it was seasoned so good. You could see the pepper on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, again, it was nice and charred on the outside and soft on the inside.
Oh, a scallop like that, when it's cooked right, is just delightful. It's, like, got that nice sweet flavor, and it's got the perfect texture.
And it has the perfect... You know, like, how sometimes, like, it's just a little bit undercooked, where, like, you break into
it's almost
it, and
mushy.
It's just water.
Yeah.
It's watery. Yeah,
yeah,
this was so good.
Yeah,
that's one of the best kept secrets, honestly. You know I talk about Captain's Grill all the time, but that place is fantastic.
It looks like there's plenty of options. It's not like you have to go in. There's like only one. There's like the menu's pretty expansive. A lot of stuff to try.
And I'm telling you, there was a table. They were celebrating a birthday or something. I think they were from Canada, but there was like 12 of them. So their entrees came, and I'm just staring at them. And Susie's just laughing. She's like, "You're ridiculous." I'm like, "You got to turn around. Look at this." There was steaks. There were crab claws, lobster. I mean, this. Oh, like you'd walk by that table and you'd have to do a triple take as you're going to the bathroom. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh man, it was lovely. It was.
Oh, and that was on your candlelight. So you guys got the app entree.
Yeah,
dessert,
that's why we
right?
did that whole thing. We did the candlelight.
Now, how much did they whack you for that?
Actually, that's why we chose it, because it was one of the cheaper ones.
Was it like 70 a head or something?
It was actually a lot cheaper. I think it might might have been in the high 50s. Actually.
Oh, that's not
bad. Yeah, it was one of the cheaper ones, and we just loved that place. And we looked at the menu.
Beautiful. Well, that's good. That looked good. Anyway,
yeah.
So not to totally
Yeah, now I'm all
commandeer your final resolution.
Yeah, I'm wondering if I can find this if we do some Disney menu items to cook up.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good. Oof. Have to email the.
I've just never seen Covina. I don't know where I can get that. I've never seen it at Publix.
It's kind of like it's like a newer thing. I've been here. It's like a trendy kind of thing.
Oh, okay. Oh, I was so a little hipster then, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm sure you could find it if you really look for it. Might have to go to an actual like fish market instead of just a regular supermarket.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Bill. We're at like 55 already. You want to take our second break here?
I still have one more to go.
Oh, I thought that was your last one. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Eat More was not number one.
That was number one.
So number
apologize
one.
Apologize 1,000 times.
Is self-explanatory. I'm going to visit property more now that I live so much closer.
Yeah, and you have Friday and Saturdays.
And that's the thing. Saturdays, when Susie and I go, but now I can go up on a Friday.
Because Susie would be at work, and you don't feel guilty just leaving her or dragging her to the park.
Exactly. So now, if we're not going to go on a weekend, on a Saturday, if we're going to do a beach day or do something else, now, I can leave mid-late morning and go up there and be home, by 6 or 7 o'clock. I can go up there for 6 hours, go on some attractions, and grab some lunch and come back. Whereas when I was living in Venice, I couldn't really do that.
Yeah, you didn't want
to
put in
I had to make more of a day of it, but it's just so much easier getting up there. Now I can use a Friday maybe once or twice a month and just go up there for a few hours.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Like you said, a weekend that Susie doesn't want to go. And then on Fridays are going to be a lot less crowded than Saturdays, too.
Exactly, yep.
So that's a nice advantage of it as well. Beautiful. Yeah. So that'll be your chance to do all these things that you said, eat and drink more and do some filming and things like that.
Yep.
Beautiful. Yep. I like it.
You like it. I like your list, too, Bill. There are a few things that I wouldn't have even thought about. So good stuff. And I think maybe we should hold ourselves accountable. Maybe halfway through the year, maybe around the 4th of July or just before that. Maybe
come back and see what we're doing.
Go back and see and talk about what we've been doing.
Yeah, because there's a good chance that we both will flake on them.
Fail miserably. Yeah. So I'll be your accountability partner.
All right.
You can be my accountability partner.
Yeah, because we're so good at it right now.
Or AKA enablers.
Yeah. It depends on the resolution.
Yeah, exactly.
You call me up in the middle of the night.
Bill, you haven't eaten.
I haven't had a drink in 3 weeks. Well, you better get to property.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Like the opposite of AA.
Exactly. I'm calling my sponsor. Well, you got to get your ass up. Meisner's still open for a couple hours. Go up there and listen to the band. What are you doing?
Oh, that place will be reopened soon.
I think it actually did. I think it actually already
beautiful.
Did.
Nice.
Yeah, I think the quick serve's open again now.
Beauteous.
All right, let's take a break.
Beautiful.
Okay, everybody, it's time to start counting down to the new year. Are you ready? Okay, then, here we go.
'Cause I live here.
That's true. If I lived as close as you did, I'd probably have a few different things.
You would have
a few
different things.
Yeah. I mean, I would have had similar ones to you. I would have had more than my list.
No, is there any which one would you say of yours are not your number one priority, but the one that excites you the most?
Honestly, probably doing the Twitter thing. Because when we were really active on that, I felt like we engaged a lot and we were, you know, met some pretty cool people. So I'd like to get back into that.
Mm-hmm.
And then cooking the recipes, we'll see. If it's a pain in the ass, I'm not going to really be that excited about it. But if I find some simple ones and they come out good, I could get the ball rolling on that and really start living vicariously through making stuff at home. That could be fun. So those two are probably the ones I'm excited. I'm not excited to lose weight. I'd like to lose some weight. If I do it, I'll be excited, but it's not fun to do it, to fit in my Disney shirts.
Yeah, but you have some nice outfits.
They are nice shirts, so if I can get them looking a little better instead of, what's the saying, looking like 10 pounds of poop in a 5-pound sack?
I've never heard that one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's not a good thing to be considered.
It's like when a girl puts on like a summer dress. Oh, that looks cute on you. That'd be like you wearing a Donald Duck shirt. Oh, you look good in that, Jürgen.
Yeah, exactly. I do have a couple. I have a bunch of Donald. I might have 7 or 8 Donald Duck shirts. They're all very nice. But yeah, I have a beautiful Polynesian shirt that Mary got me.
Oh, really? Like a T-shirt?
Yeah, a T-shirt. It's got a Mickey Mouse. It was on clearance when she was living down there. She found it at like one of the Disney outlets, and it's a Disney's Polynesian resort before they changed it to the, right after they changed it to the Polynesian village.
Is it blue?
It's blue and it has Mickey Mouse on it.
Yeah, I think it's the same one.
It's a nice shirt. She got it for like $7 for me. She's like, nice. Oh, I found it at the outlet. I figured you'd like it. I was like, yeah, I love it. So, yeah, anyway, which one are you most excited about, Mr. Klinsman? Just going up more often, I would imagine.
Yeah, going up more often and actually doing the outside-the-box activities.
Yeah, that's true.
I'd do some different things.
Yeah. You know what, though? The one that if you'd go more often, all the other ones should just fall into place.
They'll fall into place, exactly. Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
Doing the outside-the-box stuff, eating at different places, doing the video, all that stuff will just kind of fall in line if you do stick to going up more often. And the nice thing, when you go up by yourself, like when I was up with my parents and I was kind of going off on my own a little bit, it gave me a chance to do more of the audio. You know how I did a lot of the audio recording for that episode?
Oh, yeah. I was on the YouTube channel the other day. I was watching the
the walkthrough at Art of Animation.
Yeah, I like that one. That's a good one.
That's a good 20-minute vid. I thought I did a good job with that.
That was a good video. Very good.
Yeah, but that's the kind of stuff, like, if you're there with Susie, you're not going to get away with doing 20 minutes of a walkthrough at Art of Animation.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go up by yourself, as long as you don't feel like a buffoon walking around filming and talking to nobody.
Which I could care less.
Right, I know you don't. And that's kind of the way it goes. And that makes it easier. You don't feel like you're being a jerk walking around talking to the camera when you have someone there with you.
And that's why when we did our 2014 vacation, I was always the first one up out of the room because I like my alone time. I like getting my coffee and just walking around and exploring.
Yeah.
Because I did the same thing. I went over to Art of Animation one morning. I just got my coffee and walked around there. And
it's a nice resort. I like that.
Very nice resort.
That video came out good. I would definitely recommend it. And then also the filth video where I ate that chicken and gravy for breakfast.
I watched that.
That was a good video,
too. That's sick because I actually had it. But like I've watched that video like 4 or 5 times.
And you ate it.
And that's what I'm saying. And I've already had it. And I'm still watching the damn video.
It was that good.
Yeah, like we said, the scrambled eggs were iffy, but that chicken, that thing was, like you said, it was cooked perfectly.
Yep.
God, that was so good.
Yep, no doubt about it. Those are the kind of hidden gems that we can find with you going up there.
Yeah, who would ever think of having chicken fried chicken?
Like going up to, like who goes up to property if you're not staying at Pop and goes to Everything Pop for breakfast? But
Not many, but I can do that.
That fried chicken with sausage gravy is a hidden gem for sure. All right, let's wrap it up here, Bill.
All right, let's do our social media. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Por Favor Podcast. You can find me personally on Twitter at Por Favor Mike. Website, www.porfavorpodcast.com. You can listen to us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. Did I miss something?
No.
As far as listening to us?
No, I think that's all our listening platforms.
You can email the show at info@porfavorpodcast if you have any books that you want me to read, any movies that you want me to check out, or any show ideas, email us at info@porfavorpodcast. You can email me personally at mike@porfavorpodcast. Mr. Klinsman?
You can email me, gary@porfavorpodcast.com. Did you say the YouTube page? youtube.com/porfavorpodcast. I guess that's going to do it. That should be everything.
All right. All right. Thanks for listening to episode 149 of the 4-4 Podcast. For my cousin Gary up in Westerly, Rhode Island, I'm Mike in sunny Sarasota. Actually, no, sunny Southwest Florida. We'll talk to you next week.
See ya. You've got it made. The world's forward marching and you're in the parade. Now is the time. Now is the best time. Be it a time of joy or strife. There's so much to cheer for. Be glad you're here, for it's the best time of your life. Now is the time. Now is the best time. Now is the best time of your life. Life is a prize. Live every minute. Open your eyes and watch how you win it. Yesterday's memories may sparkle and gleam. Tomorrow is still but a dream. Right here and now, you've got it made. The world's forward marching and you're in the parade. Now is the time, now is the best time. Be it a time of joy or strife. There's so much to cheer for. Be glad you're here, for it's the best time of your life.